But where can you go from there? Actually, I'm going to take a detour to the early 21st century. This world is missiles and missiles, cones and trombones, turtles and fish in the sea, ice cream, jumping beans, atoms and genes from zero to infinity. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. A fraction, a chain reaction, a caveman in a block of ice, a rocket full of sugar, a lion or a cougar or a tropical paradise. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. The encyclopedia. Encyclopedia. This world is whistles and missiles and bones and trombones, turtles and fish in the sea. Ice creams, atom beams, zeros and zeros from zero to infinity. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. In the encyclopedia. In the encyclopedia. An encyclopedia, an encyclopedia. All right, I should have prefaced that song. Whoa. Slidey. Very fun. That song was written by NRBQ, who are our pivotal, monumental artists. But if everybody knows, you don't always have to look up stuff on Wikipedia or Google. At a certain point in time, there were this set of books. This could be fun all night, isn't it? But it was called the Encyclopedia, and you could look up whistles and missiles and bones and trombones and turtles and fish in the sea, ice cream, jumping beans, atoms and genes from zero to infinity. So I thought that was pretty crafty. So, okay, so that was a jump to the 21st century. Now we're gonna jump back to seventh grade, and Bob Tatum taught us this song at Cathedral Day School down in Savannah, Georgia. Every Saturday, Friday afternoon, he would stop teaching us things and play songs. And it's kind of a story song, and I don't do lots of story songs, but it's such a great story that I thought we should revisit it. And in today's Stranger Danger days, we all realize that you're really not supposed to talk to strangers. And it's kind of creepy in some ways when you think of it that way. But I think the protagonist in this song, who I will be assuming the identity of, is a nice guy who made a good gesture. It just got misinterpreted. And we'll also see that the young child in this story, see, it's getting creepy sounding right now, was smarter than everybody else in the whole story. So we'll see how that all resolves itself. But I really do think everybody was on the page of goodness and wholesomeness during this song, so we'll see if it works out that way.